With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump-Gaza peace plan is the subject of today's talks between Israeli and Hamas negotiators in Egypt. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says there are indications Hamas may accept some points of the deal, but certainly not all.
They certainly don't intend to disarm, nor are they necessarily willing to embrace external control over all of Gaza and the like. And Netanyahu appears to be willing to go along with much of this.
Tomorrow marks a somber anniversary in Israel, 2 years since a brutal Hamas terrorist attack on civilians that ignited the war in Gaza. President Trump has indicated an agreement could pave the way for a Middle East peace process that could reshape the region. The first supermoon of the year is fast approaching. Here's what to know.
The October 6th supermoon is the first of three this year. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit. That makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year, according to NASA. I'm Julie Walker.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street in early trading right now. The Dow is down about 95 points. The S&P 500 up 20. A couple of big regional banks are feeling an urge to merge.
Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. The buyout will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with roughly $288 billion in assets. Fifth Third says the combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and will greatly solidify its position in the Midwest. It's anticipated that over half of Fifth Third's branches will be located in the Southeast, Texas, Arizona, and California by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. For the first time ever, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. On his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary president Dr. Albert Moeller warns of the moral perils.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, you know, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say we're going to redefine human reproduction, guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
The scientific work, supporters say, could help women who are infertile or same-sex couples to have babies with their own genes. Moeller cautioned how close we are to moral disaster. This is SRN News. Three scientists are recipients of this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2025 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi for their discoveries concerning peripheral immune tolerance.
And Thomas Perlman is the Secretary General of the Nobel Committee making that announcement today. The discoveries by the laureates have advanced treatments for cancer and autoimmune diseases and may improve transplant successes as well. Paramount announced today it has bought the successful news commentary website The Free Press and installed its founder, Ben Weiss, as a new editor-in-chief of CBS News. The move was anticipated. More of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.